This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, a senior technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty has been trading in the rising wedge pattern on the daily charts, which is contracting, and that is why the range of Nifty is getting narrowed down as the time progresses. The lower band of this wedge projects the support around 9,200 levels, while the higher band of this wedge is placed at 9,600 to 9,650. Before 9,650, there is a short-term resistance placed at 9,390, which is not only the previous bottoms, but also happens to be the 38.2% Fibonacci retracement of the entire fall, which Nifty has witnessed from 12,430 to 7,511. Any suitable level above 9,650 could extend the rally towards 9,970, which is the 50% retracement levels. RSI oscillator on the daily chart has reached above the benchmark level of 50, which indicates the sustainability of the trend. The MACD indicator has also been trading above its signal line for the last couple of weeks. On April 9th, the 8-day exponential moving average showed bullish crossover on 13-day exponential moving average for Nifty, and since then, that bullish setup is intact. Positional support for Nifty is seen at 8,900, and unless that is breached, the short-term trend of the market would be considered bullish. One should exit trading longs if Nifty closes below 8,900, said the analyst. Bank Nifty has been trading in the symmetrical triangle on the hourly charts. Any level above 20,225 in spot would push the index towards the target of 22,400 in the immediate short term. Support for Bank Nifty is seen at 19,400, which should be utilized as a stop loss while trading long positions, said the analyst. Positional support for Bank Nifty is seen at 18,700 odd levels. Among the sectors, pharma, MNC and FMCG should continue to do well. So to conclude, Nifty is expected to remain bullish until it holds above 8,900. Any level above 9,390 would push Nifty towards the target of 9,600 to 9,650, followed by 9,970. Here are three stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Granules India is the first call with a target price of Rs. 198 and stop loss of Rs. 159. Upside potential for this call is 15%. The stock is forming inverse head and shoulder, which is the continuation of a primary uptrend. In January, the stock broke out from the double top resistance at Rs. 143 on the monthly charts. Indicators and oscillators have been showing strength on the daily and weekly charts. The pharma sector has been outperforming for the last couple of months and it is expected to continue its bullish momentum. Dr. Lal PathLab is the second call with a target price of Rs. 1768 and stop loss of Rs. 1445. Upside potential for this call is 14%. This is one of those stocks which is trading above its 200-day moving average. The stock has been outperforming significantly when the overall market is passing through a rough phase. The short-term moving averages are trading above medium and long-term moving averages. Navin Fluorine is the third call with a target price of Rs. 1790 and stop loss of Rs. 1500. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The stock price has registered a new all-time high with higher volumes. The stock has been forming higher highs and higher lows. The stock is trading above its all important moving averages. Indicators and oscillators have been showing strength in the existing bullish trend. Relative strength compared to CNX 500 index is very high for the stock. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.